This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 430 for Friday, June 9th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market closed the week on a high note, receiving support from comparable oils. Chicago soy oil was up more than 2 United States cents per pound, while European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also made major gains. Crude oil, however, was in the red at mid-afternoon. The Canadian dollar was up less than 1/10 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Statistics Canada reported today that the country's unemployment rate moved up to 5.2% in May, the first such increase since last August. The July canola contract was up $6.10 per ton at $685.90, while the November canola contract was up $8.60 per ton at $664.90. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released its monthly world agricultural supply-demand estimates earlier today, with minor changes made to the balance sheets for grains. The USDA left its new crop corn production estimate steady at 15.265 billion bushels. Meanwhile, the old crop corn carryout was measured at 1.452 billion bushels, an increase of 35 million from last month, and matching the average trade estimate. The new crop carryout estimate also increased by 35 million bushels to 2.257 billion. The USDA also cut its estimate for Argentine corn production by 2 million tons to 35 million, while raising Brazil's estimate by 2 million tons to 132 million. The July corn contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.04. New crop soybean production in the U.S. also held steady compared to the May WASD report at 4.51 billion bushels. Old crop carryout was measured at 230 million bushels, an increase of 15 million. The new crop carryout also increased by 15 million bushels to 350 million. Both of these carryout figures were larger than trade expectations. The USDA's Argentine soybean production estimate was cut by 2 million tons to 25 million, while Brazil's soybean production increased by only 1 million ton to 156 million. However, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange projected Argentina's soybean production to fall to 21 million tons, with 94% of its harvest now completed. The July soybean contract was up 23 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.86. U.S. 2023-24 total wheat production was estimated by the USDA to be 1.665 billion bushels, which matched the trade's pre-report guess. Old crop wheat carryout was projected at 598 million bushels, the same as last month's report, and also matching the trade's expectations. No changes were made to the projected new crop carryout estimate of 562 million bushels. Old crop wheat carryout for the world was estimated at 266.66 million tons, while new crop carryout was raised 1 million tons for Ukraine, 1.5 million for the European Union, and 3.5 million each for Russia and India. The July Chicago wheat contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.30. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.98. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $8.15. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, June 9th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.